Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, I love this. We started this a couple of years ago. Kristen, what is breaking and entering?
Well, let's give flowers where flowers are due. Tommy Sablon out in San Diego was the one who started this on Jeff and Jer. So if you hear a segment on The Burt Show, more than likely we stole it from somebody else.
You've stolen from us. You have stolen twice.
So breaking and entering has been around for a very long time. And it's such a beautiful tradition that, of course, when you got here to when you got here on The Burt Show, you wanted to start it as well. And so we have solicited for people to nominate families that deserve a Christmas that otherwise aren't going to have one. So with breaking and entering, we go through these nominations, and there's some heartbreaking stories of families, whether of tragedy or financial circumstances, are not going to be able to have the Christmas they deserve, that they want to give their kids. And we pick the person that we want to give the worthy Christmas to. While they are gone, the person who nominates them gets us into their home. So we break into their home, in quotations. Mm-hmm. It's not completely illegal. We break into their home and we go all out. We decorate the entire house from top to bottom. We fill the fridge with groceries. We get them the necessities they need. We give them a tree with the trimmings, the presents underneath the tree, all of it. But the best part is they have no idea who did it.
Think about this, and I've said this the last couple of years also, like, kids don't understand this part of Christmas, right? How are you going to tell a kid that Santa is not coming to their house? And the parents have done everything they can all year long. They're in survival mode, right? Yeah. They're not really in Christmas mode right now. And kids don't know that. They're young. They don't get it. All they know is that Santa didn't come to their house. And then you've got a situation where you've got parents that are probably living with tremendous guilt that their kids don't know exactly what's going on, and they haven't been able to provide in this area for their kids too. The families that we choose, they think that they are going home to an empty home. And when they're looking at Christmas, they're still trying to figure out exactly what Christmas morning is going to look like, because right now it looks blank. So like Kristen said, the beauty of this whole thing is we won't be there when they open the door and they see everything we're about to do here over the next couple of minutes. But that is a real shock. Like when they open up, you talk about a Christmas miracle.
Yeah.
They had no idea. And they will never know how all this stuff got in their house. Because you got to imagine that they're walking up to a home or an apartment or whatever, and they open up the door, and it's supposed to be the same furniture and the same decorations. And then all of a sudden, there's this winter wonderland in there, and it really is a Christmas miracle. They have no idea how it happened. So we got Brenda on the line here who wants to help out her sister. We'll get all the details from Brenda on who we're helping out today. And then Tommy and all of his elves, quote unquote, are already down there. And they're about to break in, quote unquote, to this place, and they're going to totally redo the entire place. Hey, Brenda.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm so great.
Your letter about your sister was so incredibly sweet. Please tell us some more about this single mom.
My sister is the shortest in the family, but she's always the loudest, the biggest.
That's how it works.
But she also has the biggest heart out of all of us. She constantly gives to other people, and she's always there for her kids. She has four of them, three boys, one girl. They play sports. She's always at all the games. She's also in college, so she's going to school online full-time while working from home full-time. She's busy. It's been a hard couple of years for her financially. She's been out of several apartments and lost several things for the kids, and I just wanted to do something special for her that would show her that good things happen to good people, and to keep doing what she's doing to help to provide for her children and just to give her a break. It gets hard when you get beat down all the time, and it gets hard to keep going, but she still does. And I think something like this would really lift her spirits and definitely surprise the kids.
I think so often people throw around that word strong, especially to single moms, like, oh, you're so strong. Sometimes they're like, it'd be nice if I didn't have to be so strong all the time.
Right. I don't like one day where I could be weak.
Hey, Brenda, tell us a little bit about the kids, too.
There's three boys. They're my favorite little people. They are full of energy, of course, as you would know, as any boys would be. Their ages are 11, 8, and 6. And our little 6-year-old just started kindergarten.
Has your sister confided in you? Christmas is going to be sort of non-existent for her family this year?
Yeah, it's been really hard for her to kind of gather things for the kids this year. She lost one of her jobs back in February, and she was out of work for like 6 months. So she's just kind of getting back on her feet and just trying to keep, you know, the necessities in the house at this point. So it just seemed like Christmas wasn't going to be what she wanted it to be this year. And hearing the segment, that's when I decided maybe there's something that we could do.
I think what got me when I was reading over your nomination, we asked, are there any specific needs or items on the family's wish list? And you got me when you wrote, they live in an apartment with no beds.
The kids don't have beds. They've been sleeping on air mattresses in one room.
Yeah, and what they probably don't know, what you wrote in the email also, is at some point they got evicted out of an apartment.
Yes.
Car's been repossessed as well, right?
She doesn't have a car. Yeah, they've been evicted out of an apartment. They lost a lot of things that they had, the beds and some of the TVs, some clothes, and just like tables and stuff. She's not able to recoup those things yet, and they don't have those basic necessities. But it doesn't stop them. They are good kids, and they are always in good spirits, and they're very loving. They're resilient.
Her as a single mom, like, she is literally doing this all on her own because she receives no child support, does she?
She doesn't receive any child support from the fathers. They don't call. They don't help. It really is just her raising these children.
And these kids, they probably, the oldest probably has a sense of what's going on. But the other kids, they don't know. Like, this is survival mode. This isn't about abundance, that's for sure. I don't know that there are many people that are listening right now that can really put themselves in your sister's situation where they don't even have beds in the house, you know?
Yeah.
Broke, and then there's broke. And you don't even have beds for the kids right here, so it's on your mind, what can I provide for Christmas? But you also know that you can't do anything about it.
Working so hard and doing school online at night just so she can get her degree. I think it's so commendable that she's going to be the first to graduate in your family with a 4-year degree coming next December. That's incredible.
We are so excited. We're so proud of her. When she got her graduation date, she called all of us on the phone, and we were just very excited. We're just very proud of her. She really just keeps going at it every day. I got to go do my homework. Yeah, she'll be the first one in the family to get a 4-year bachelor's degree.
Amazing.
That is very inspiring.
She's working and grinding, man. All right, Brenda, hang with us for a couple of minutes. I'm going to have you turn this over to Tommy in like 10 minutes. He's there with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Glad he showed up.
He ain't here.
Yeah, or this would have been really, really bad. So in 10 minutes, tell Tommy that we'll check in with him. He's got himself and a whole bunch of other people there as well, I'm guessing, that are going to help out.
Yes, there's so many elves here today. It's so awesome.
And where are the kids and your sister right now?
The kids are at school, so that's good. They don't get out of school till later today. My sister works from home, but we got her out of the house, and she's working at my mom's house today.
Okay, good. So it's clear. All right, give us about 10 minutes, Brenda. We will come back, and we will start our breaking and entering, and we will shock your sister at some point, okay?
Yes!
That's the Burt Show's breaking and entering.
You're on The Burt Show.